afraid of pickles. I mean, the whole world eats pickles, but it's ruining her life. She's teased in school, and she, of course, in school was called a pickle girl. You know, once you know, this is what the sight of a pickle does to Mariah. Wanted to see firsthand the extent of Mariah's pickle phobia. So we sent her to the Patterson Pickle Factory, where she would come face to face with thousands upon thousands of pickles. This all start?
When I was really little, I couldn't stand them.
You couldn't stand them?
No.
Well, a lot of kids don't like pickles. And they just don't like pickles, but they don't look, I mean, just because they don't do this. Huh? You've got to get over this, right? Huh? Do you have nightmares about pickles?
When I used to.
Stop. Stop shaking. And you're a waitress?
Yeah.
In a restaurant? Aren't there pickles around?
Yeah, but I'm nowhere near them.
You're nowhere near them?
No, I'm not, no.
What happens if somebody wants a pickle?
That's too bad.
Right?
It's too bad.
You won't give them a pickle? Oh. What do you say? What they say, I want a pickle. What do you...
It's too bad, we don't...
What's up, everybody? This is the B and
D
Super Show. This is... What is today? This is July 3rd, 2011.
Right. Kicking off the holiday weekend.
That means that July we're going to have 3rd. Some fireworks tonight. We're going to get it started. We're going to get it cranking. We're doing phobias tonight. If you didn't see that, if you didn't hear that, you didn't see it. You heard it. Pickle phobia. What's up with that? That was a clip from some TV show that I won't mention because so we won't get sued.
Actually, it almost seems like it's a fear of the shape. I think she was molested.
Oh, that would make a lot of sense, actually.
Molested by the Incredible Hulk.
But you, sir, Crazy Steve, you are not our aspiring psychologist who is in
no,
here
I'm
with
just
us
psycho.
Today. The aspiring psycho.
Aspiring?
I want to be psycho.
Professional psycho. Professional.
Think of it as the other end of the occupation.
Right. Oh, okay.
That guy.
Well, it's good to have everybody out there listening tonight. This is the B&D Super Show on HourZero.net. You did not stumble across this by mistake. And if you did, please don't close out your browser.
Congratulations.
We love you here at the B&D Super Show. We want you to listen to all these crazy phobias we got tonight.
That would really crave your attention.
Yes. And if you want to give us a call up to talk about your phobia, what is your phobia? Call us up and let us know what it is. Give us some requests up in here. Give us some shout-outs, whatever you want to do. The phone number is 706-610-0497. So we're going to get rolling here in a few minutes. But right now, well, I guess we will get rolling. All right. I introduced him before, and he is our aspiring psychologist. Let's give it up for Mr. Paul. He is our special guest.
Yay!
In the studio tonight.
Emphasis on special. and I've tried to psychoanalyze Craig over here. And Craig.
Crazy Craig.
And I'm just not qualified to do that. There's no Craig. Way at all. They don't prepare you for this sort of thing in the textbooks.
Craig,
they don't.
Craig was the...
I mean, for God's sakes, I'm getting my education out of manual.
He was the brain, right? In the Ninja Turtle cartoon, Craig? Was
Crane, no, Krang.
Krang. Okay,
brain.
We'll get it right.
I remember that. I woke up at 6 a.m. to watch it.
this morning. Eating your Fruit Loops.
No, Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, I'm sorry. Excuse me. So Barney, my Pebbles.
Just share it with Barney. He's nice. I like him.
Why didn't they share? I don't understand.
I think on the new commercials they actually do share.
Maybe they were afraid of each other. Maybe they had a homophobia.
Are you actually asking me to psychoanalyze?
Yes, I am actually.
Stone Age cartoons.
Yeah, actually, I've always wanted to look into this. You know, I think Fred never really respected Barney. You know, he took him for granted.
You know, in every relationship, you have sort of the alpha male, or the person who controls the other.
Alpha.
Yeah. Barney seems like he's someone who's bicameral, which means he would take direction and then respond to it. He probably has a lack of self-confidence.
Bicameral.
Oh, definitely.
So, you know.
You're really going to have to define
even
these terms.
In fiction like that, they sort of, you know, it has nothing to do like that, Brandon.
Or he's just been hitting Wilma for years and just playing it off.
I think so, yeah. That's another one.
He's like, yeah, I've been hitting your wife, so I'll take, I'll eat a little shit, you know.
Let's just say Fred has a small club. Yabba dabba don't, you know. And Barney's sitting there like, yeah, I'll take them, you know, I'll take it all, but... I'm boning your wife tonight, Fred.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening out there. We've had a great show. I'd like to thank all of our special guests. No, I'm just kidding.
John Stamos is in here or something?
John Stamos. Yeah.
Said all of our special guests?
All of our special guests. John Stamos. We have Lou Ferrigno in here. Lou Ferrigno.
Hulk smash!
We are aware that the greatest thing John Stamos ever done was Rebecca Romaine, though, yeah. Right?
Full House doesn't count.
I thought she was hot in, like, the first X-Men movie. I mean... Even when she was in the blue makeup, I still thought that was hot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, God. You know.
I have a fear of blue makeup and Smurfs. And Smurfs.
Yeah. So you weren't a fan of Avatar.
It's blue phobia. Dude, I ran
I
out of that
a
thing
fan of
screaming.
I found that movie extremely offensive.
I thought Avatar, when I was going to walk into the theater, and I thought there was going to be, like, these Wii characters up on screen. Nothing. And I was like... I see these blue people. I was like, ah! I ran out of the...
Well, that's just...
Now, see, I'm a...
I actually wanted to hook up with one of the blue chicks.
And you did, in your mind.
In your mind.
Me being someone who was in the military and who's a white guy, I kind of take offense at a movie that always talks smack about people who are white in the military. So, you know, that's what Avatar was. It was one of those anti-American, anti-military, anti-white rags. You know.
Whatever.
Now I'm thinking those deep thoughts, and I need to stop.
Deep thoughts.
Let's not go. Let's not think about that. Let's not talk about that.
Well,
it's the elephant in the room.
Avatar was a masterpiece. We'll leave it at that.
Aspiring psychologists should be thinking deep.
Yeah.
Real deep.
Yeah. We pay a lot of money just to think deep thoughts and ask stupid questions about crazy people that nobody wants to know.
How does that make you feel?
Absolutely.
That makes me feel good.
Does that make
I just hope
makes
that I don't wind
good.
Up with my degree working at Burger King and be like, you want to supersize that, but how does that make you feel? Are you having Freudian inadequacy issues? Is that what's going on? Because I noticed by your really big truck, Mr. Man. Okay? I'm just saying. The unsatisfied look on your girlfriend's face is giving me the wink. I'm just saying. I'm married. Stay away, ladies.
All right, guys, and we are talking... phobias tonight. So give us a call up at 706-610-0497. Requests, shout outs, or anything like that. We're going to go to a quick song break. Get our ducks in a row. Yeah.
What are we playing?
I don't know. What you want to play? I'll play something.
Play a song.
You ready?
Play me a song, Brandon.
Play us a song. You're the piano man.
Damn it, Evan beat me to it.
Ah! All I heard was Evan beat me.
Yeah. Evan beat me off.
Oh! Now we're going.
Oh!
Slinging jelly.
Hi, Dad.
Well, I will mention that this is a kid-friendly show.
Oh, really?
PG-13 or not. Okay, this is Throw It on the Ground by Lonely Island.
PG-13 keep raising every single day. They raise bars.
Possibly. Unless they Rickrolled me on YouTube.
I was walking through the city streets, and a man walks up to me and hands me the latest energy drink. Run faster, jump higher. Man, I'm not gonna let you poison me. I threw it on the ground. You must think I'm a joke. I ain't gonna be part of your system. Favorite hot dog stand, and the dude says, you come here all the time, here's one for free. I said, man, what I look like, a charity case? I took it and threw it on the ground. Farmer's market with my so-called girlfriend. She hands me her cell phone, says it's my dad. Man, this ain't my dad. This is is a cell phone. I threw it on the ground.
Welcome back.
All right. Phobia's on the BND Super Show. Give us a call up, 706-610-0497. What is your phobia?
You
out there. Go. We're talking to you. We're talking to you. Call us up. Requests. All that kind of stuff.
We're not talking specifically to you because that would be schizophrenia.
And what we have now, what we got going on is these are a compilation of phobias that we have, and I'm kind of scared even to mention a lot of these.
He has fear of phobias.
Fear of phobias. I have a phobia.
Phobia.
I absolutely do. Okay,
they actually have that.
And
before we start this,
okay,
why don't all of us just sort of sit around and talk about the phobias we have, or what, you know, our greatest fear is.
That's coming later in the
show.
If you were here when I went over the itinerary, that would have been awesome.
Because I was getting lost by your directions and I had to turn on the GPS.
No, that was when you went to the bathroom.
Okay.
I'm
gonna do giggity. That was a random giggity. That is an issue that I have.
Yeah. First fear, cynophobia, the fear of dogs.
Oh, the fear of sin.
It's not the fear of sin. It's the fear of dogs. It's associated with specific personal experiences, such as being bitten by a dog.
Or hanging out with Michael Vick.
Dog fighter.
Yes.
It's Soviet Russia. Bite dog you.
Soviet Russia.
Which I always liked John Candy's solution for that back in the movie once. You know, he bit the dog back, and it worked.
That's what they say to do to dogs and small children. Just bite them back, and they learn not to bite you.
I thought they said to address a small child like you do a shark. Punch it right in the nose.
Be honest with you, I actually wonder how I could last with a good killer Doberman. I mean, I know I'm gonna need at least stitches at the end of that fight, but I want to know, could I kill it before it kills me, though?
Yeah, let's do it. Man, screw the milk challenge. Let's get a Doberman in here.
Grab you a spear gun and a snorkel.
Went through or not, because the cat was laying on my control panel.
What do you mean, like everything we've said?
No, we're good.
Okay. Well, that would have been a real technical difficulty. Okay, the next one, I mean, this was a pretty common one. It's number 4 on the list. It's agoraphobia. Agoraphobia, and this is a fear of situations in which escape is difficult, or basically a fear of crowded areas, open spaces. So these people are usually homebodies. They don't go out. They don't venture out into the open world, and they sit in a place.
So they found a clinical term for hermits.
Hermits, sort of, yes.
What's really bad is whenever you have a claustrophobic agoraphobic. Claustrophobic's afraid of closed-in places, and the agoraphobic afraid of the outside world. So
they're constantly running in and
running
out of the door.
Running in and out of the house. So, and that was my first wife. Anyway.
Slam.
No, she was just...
Slam. No. Slam.
Well, that work out, you know, having a wife who's agoraphobic. Whenever you're losing the argument, just go open a window.
You like that, do you?
Who's Some running hell. Shit now, bitch?
See, this is the outside world, and you're not gonna touch it because you're afraid to.
Can't you just smell the
You can leave.
The
Wait a minute.
People.
No, you can't.
Can't you just smell the evil, baby? The germs are everywhere.
Which brings us to our next one. Acrophobia, the fear of heights. And this is, we'll talk about kind of our personals, but this is one that kind of hits home for me. The fear of heights.
Sissy.
Yeah.
Me too, but actually, I like to confront this fear sometimes, too, just get the adrenaline going.
What do you do?
I went to Six Flags.
Well, there was like when me and David climbed the tower.
The Tower of Terror?
The tower outside of Comer before it got
incriminating it.
Yeah.
And we didn't steal anything.
The tower, is that some sort of weird sexual reference? Because we don't want to know that. It's kind of a kid-friendly show. You were in prison, dude. I'm just saying. You know, men have needs. It's okay. We can talk about it.
Psychologist always thinks that there's some kind of weird sexual undertone to everything.
Hey, Brandon, would you like to come home with me and climb my tower? What about my pickle?
Your pudding.
My pudding.
Would you like the pickle and pudding?
Do you have towers? So, I cannot drive a helicopter ever in my life. I cannot be in an airplane.
Drive a helicopter?
Drive a helicopter. I cannot be in an airplane.
I can actually handle an airplane. If I know I got, you know, surrounded by steel and a seatbelt, for some reason it's reassuring.
No, I can be on an airplane. I mean, I flew from Australia, so I'm used to airplanes. But the thing is, whenever I saw snakes on a plane, that's what changed it. I'm tired of those monkey fighting snakes on that Monday through Friday plane.
Monday through Friday! Good TBS edit there.
I hated that movie on cable. Because, be honest with you, that line is what made that movie great. And that line alone.
Yep.
The rest of it was horrible.
You know, it's kind of like what Brad Pitt said on the Fight Club movie, if you remember talking about the exit door procedure at 10,000 feet. You know, in a plane. Everything is geared towards if you fall in water. Now, when I was going from Washington State to Georgia when I was in the military, and we were flying over the Cascades, and the plane tilted a little so I could see the sharp, pointy peaks of the Cascades, I'm thinking, you know, if this plane goes down, we are screwed. I mean, there's nothing you can do. What are you going to do, scream? You know, grab the person next to you and try to have your last wiggle there.
Maybe if I can open this door and time the jump just right.
Maybe the snow on the peak will melt, turn into water.
Yeah, just,
then I can swim to the surface where I'm going to be found by a group of mermaids.
Yeah, you just start redefining physics in your mind right there to suit whatever comforts you, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a big ball of ice cream, and I'm going to swim. Anyway, swim to Jesus. But, ain't that right, preacher man? Preacher.
Yes.
Okay. The only one who could get me off the plane was the son of a preacher man.
Yeah, okay.
So the next phobia is going to be aphanemadivophobia. Whatever that is. I don't know. I can't spell it. I couldn't spell it, but I can't pronounce it either. So it'd be aphanemadivophobia, which would be the fear of snakes, often attributed... Snakes on a plane!
Snakes on a plane.
The fear of snakes.
Aphanemadivophobia.
Aphanemadivophobia. Fear of snakes.
It's okay, Paul. He went to a manual like all of us.
So,
it's a terrible education.
So mix aphanemadivophobia with acrophobia, and you have snakes on a plane.
There you go. Thing is, I mean, only snakes I'm really afraid of is the ones I should be afraid of, and I can identify them.
Like the King Brown... Wait, that's
what I'm talking about in this country.
In Australia.
If I go to Australia, I have no idea. You know,
we ate snake in Australia, and I'm going to let you know. That stuff is yummy.
It really?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Hidden sexual undertone.
It's not a hidden sexual undertone. I mean, if I wanted to say I ate penis,
so
I'd say I ate penis.
So how much of that snake did you take down?
I'll say, if I could choose between chicken and snake, it'd definitely be snake.
Really?
Yeah.
Snake taco.
Now, actually, you know,
I know
one,
why.
There's the one scary snake, the black mamba.
Something slimy slithering down my throat.
I think that kills you in about 8 minutes.
Yeah, that actually hunts you down.
It can actually move about 25 miles an hour. Something in that range, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of sexy a little bit. It's like, I appreciate the regal creature, but I am dead. You know? I'm just saying.
Although, yeah, I do like the effort it put forth to get me, though.
Exactly. It's like I run 3 miles per hour, maybe, and the snake goes 25. What is it, 25 miles an hour?
I know.
So, you know.
So can we time that? Another thing, can I time this just right to grab it in midair, maybe?
No, screw that. If I'm running 3 miles an hour and that snake is going 25, I'm just going to time my jump so it just flies right underneath
There's a snake that does that. It's called the Sidewinder.
Sidewinder.
Yeah, now you can identify those because they got the big ass heads.
And they sidewind.
You know, they sidewind.
They wiggle to the side.
And they got those little rattlers that rattle.
They can see around corners.
I wonder why.
No, they can see your thoughts.
You know the funny thing is, you got like
they're the great snake in your dreams.
They're on LSD.
He has two different religions with two wildly different perspectives of the snake too. You go to Christianity, it's like the snake is evil. It is Satan. You go to Native American Lakota, it's a sign of great wisdom. You know.
And also in the original Sumerian beliefs, Tiamat was a snake that the universe it was made out of her body. So you know. Interesting.
Yeah.
And Norse mythology, after Odin hung for 9 nights on Yggdrasil, when he died, he went into the ground, became a snake, and came back as an eagle or a falcon. And he spread the meat of wisdom all over humanity. So,
and now this has become the religion hour.
Yeah, I was about to say, I went to the BNSUBER show today to learn something new.
If we had more of these facts out there, there'd probably be less fear of snakes.
Welcome to the religious segment.
And in the Mayan culture, the snake was revered as some sort of...
The Mayans are wrong!
...sun or something.
The Mayans are going to kill us all.
I believe that.
Yeah, I think what they do, cut off your head,
They would like cut out the hearts because
cut
of the game, the sun energy.
Cut off your head.
To rise to the sky. And these are the people who predicted the whole 2012 thing, and we're actually listening to this.
Anybody remember the phobias session?
Phobias. Off topic,
Phobias, sorry. I'm afraid of 2012.
That's what we got, we went to the, it was a little bit of wing off of
the fear of the end of the world. I'm sure that's kind of a phobia.
Apocalyptophobia.
A lot of people have that.
First of all, get over it. Ain't shit you can do about it.
Apparently, a lot of people have that. I mean, Y2K and now 2012.
Oh, I remember Y2K. Yep.
And then the guy who said the rapture was going to happen a couple weeks ago.
It did happen. We just missed it.
We're left behind, ladies and gentlemen.
Everyone said it was the victim of a serial killer.
And
that one person was Michael Jackson.
This is the tribulation. Welcome.
You know. He liked the cherubs because they look like little boys, you know, checking them
out. I heard the government's issuing 666 tattoos for foreheads right now.
So really?
If you don't get it, you're doomed forever.
How the hell did you hear this?
I don't know, some website.
From the government, Paul, don't ask. Jeez.
It's like the government, don't ask and don't tell, silly. Anyway.
You can now, can't you? They reproved that.
They reversed it, but I think they're...
I bet you're happy. I bet you're really happy about
that. They're going to have the special... Yeah, I'm really happy. They're going to have, you know, they used to have the female... They had the female barracks and they had the male barracks. The male and females were separated just due to issues of, you know...
Congratulations.
Modernization. So now I guess they're going to have, like, the gay barracks.
Well, I'm very aroused.
You know...
And New York actually, I guess we'll do a news segment really quick. They actually legalized gay marriage in New York State.
Which brings us to the fear of homosexuality.
Homophobia.
Homophobia. There we go.
In other words, somebody who just needs to hate something really desperately, they can't find something better.
I have a small branch of homophobia, and I have a small branch. What is wrong with you?
Psychology.
Apparently. I have a small branch of a homophobia. I mean, I'm afraid of people, you know, homo sapiens, stuff like that.
Homo sapiophobia.
No, is it sapiophobia? I don't know what it's called, but all I know is...
Why not?
It makes me sound smart. I feel good.
Sapiophobia.
Emmanuel.
Sounds like a type of... Sapia sounds like a type of gem, you know, like
actually
a diamond.
Sounds like a venereal disease.
No. Or a venereal disease.
Which... That's hilarious.
Awesome.
Can I get off the subject? I guess I can.
Is it just me, or does Skype sound like something twisted and sexual you do to someone?
I'm going to Skype you, boy.
Only to you.
Hey, Brent, want to go over and Skype later?
Yeah.
I'm going to start going to Brent. It actually sounds pretty violent and aggressive.
Skype me. Skype me.
Arachnophobia is the next on our list, which would be, of course, made popular by the movie in the, 90s?
Arachnophobia.
Early 90s, arachnophobia.
Late 90s.
It had John Goodman.
Late 80s.
John Goodman, Jeff Daniels.
Yep, good cast, actually.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Good times.
You know, to be honest with you, I'm only just scared enough of spiders just to kill them when I see them, you know? Is it venomous? I don't know. Why take the chance?
Are you afraid of a terrorist, Craig?
There's only two species.
Not really.
Oh, well, never mind. They're not doing their job if you're not afraid of a terrorist.
Not very terrifying terrorists.
You are. He's like, I'm a terrorist. Really? You're not nearly frightening enough.
Terrorist phobia, maybe? Anyone?
Hey, I live in Elberton. I'm used to religious fanatics.
Preach it.
Bueller.
Bueller.
You are going to hell. You think that Jesus had long hair? You are going to hell.
Where is Bueller?
Come down to Believer. Oh, sorry. I was about to give a plug.
Bueller. Arachnophobia, fear of spiders. So how does the fear of spiders get turned into religious fanaticism?
We have been stuck on religion.
This is crazy.
Somebody just asked me if I was afraid of terrorists, not explaining
we were talking about terrorism. Because what I was going to try to get at was...
Because they are religious fanatics.
I'm scared enough of a spider to jump on it or kill it whenever I see it. I'm like, are you afraid of a terrorist? It's like, yeah. It's like, will you kill a terrorist when you see one? And that was where I was trying to go. But then we had to branch off with religion.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I don't know where it went, so...
That was a strange...
I was talking about,
a fear of
strange series of events.
About a fear of camel spiders. They're a species that's indigenous to Arabia. There's a lot of rumors that go around about them. They're really big. They're scary. They're nasty.
Was that a rumor, or is it true?
No, it's true. There really are such things as camel spiders, but the rumors that go around about them are like, they'll bite you and paralyze your face and eat it and all that stuff. That's really not true. They don't paralyze you, they just eat you. On a side note, I know I'm not supposed to bring this up, but this is completely relevant to what he said. I'm terrified of spiders and camels, and I'll tell you why later, but because it's later on in the show.
Oh, I got it.
Bad experience, and we'll leave it at that, right?
Balls, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Stay on topic here.
Okay, I'll stay on topic. We're going to a song.
ADD today. I mean, come on, man.
We're going to a song now. I was looking for one. What was it?
Yorkshire? Are we doing Yorkshire now?
Oh, yeah, that is now.
Yorkshire.
This is actually an advertisement for in England, and it is a Institute of Medicine. And you guys, they do it the traditional way. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Call us up. This is the BND Super Show, 706-610-0497. Any requests you may have, any comments, any insanity that you may want to bring to this discussion that has not been said.
I am the voice in your head.
Let's go.
Yeah, at the Yorkshire Institute of Medicine, we treat our patients the old-fashioned, traditional way. By completely rejecting modern technology and science, our neurological physicians are top-notch in their field.
Excuse me, doctor, but I've got a little vibranium in the cranium, if you know what I'm talking about.
Quite right, lad. Please, have a seat on my table here.
I can do that.
Okay, let me get my surgical drill right here.
Your surgical what?
Surgical drill. I'm just going to drill a couple holes in your head.
Do you think that's going to be productive?
I know it will do something.
Well, the fact that you're holding a drill does not make me feel any more comfortable.
It's okay. You can relax. I'm a doctor.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
How's that there, lad?
Not only do they cure neurological diseases, they also do gastrointestinal work.
Doctor, my belly hurts.
I got that, lad. I just have a lay down here on my table. Let me take a look at it. Let me get my surgical club.
Your what?
Surgical club. Just a few good beatings with this on your stomach will beat that illness right out.
You aren't my father.
There we go. Just working it right out.
That's what she said.
Not only do they do neurological disorders and fix gastrointestinal problems, they also work in blood pathogen technology. I mean, lack of technology.
I have a problem with my blood. I feel weak and my skin is pale.
Not a problem there, lad. Just come on down here, have a seat, let me get my surgical leeches.
Surgical leeches?
Yes, I am placing them on you one at a time right now. There we go.
I feel violated.
That's all right. That managed to happen at doctor's offices anywhere.
No. Get these leeches off of me.
Let's see here. Okay, you notice the skin's getting more paler. That's the leeches whiting out the illness.
Whiting out the illness? I'm being whited out.
Just keep there. Let me put a few more on.
Come by the Institute of No Technology for your free trial and free checkup. You will learn that there's a thin line between being a patient and being a victim. Thank you.
Whoa!
absolute insanity in the B&D Super Show studio.
I'm a little scared to be in the studio right now, honestly. I have a phobia of everybody here.
Gang rape him one time, he acts all weird, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's not what you said last night, man. We thought you loved us. Matter of fact, you weren't really talking with your mouth full, so you know. Because it was full of food.
Yeah, it was a heck of a party.
Yeah.
I love the ice cream and
Transformers.
And the stuff. Hey, if you guys have something to add to the show, 706-610-0497. We'd love to hear from you. Any requests you may have, any comments about phobias and whatnot, or any comments just in general, give us a call, man. And we really appreciate you listening.
And if we have one caller, it'll be a record.
Actually, no, we've had more than one.
I don't know.
We've been doing this for like 6 years.
I have never actually even listened to this show. I just know my cousin's on it.
In 6 years, we have had two callers, so it's a little bit more than you think.
Awesome.
A little bit more.
Yeah. So in 12 years, you might have four?
That's the goal. How'd you know, man? That's our business plan. That's what we got going on.
Because you have a sign up here that says... Four callers, 12 years, meet our goal.
Meet our goal. Yeah. It's right here in black and white. If you guys want to tune into the webcam, you can see our
dude, I don't want to see your webcam.
Two callers.
Last time you said that, Brandon. Come on now.
Two go.
Kind of liked it.
And I'm B here, by the way. B.
B.
Yeah. B&D show.
Oh, yeah, well.
You remember?
Yeah, okay, well, I don't
you remember
know.
That? You remember where we are? Are you here right
now? I thought I meant bondage and discipline. I didn't.
That's next year's theme.
Call me daddy.
That's next year's theme.
B&D Super Show. Bondage and discipline.
This year's theme is Step Above Insanity. We'll see about next year. Maybe we'll incorporate that.
Okay, could you have German bondage and discipline?
I don't know.
Back and now!
I don't know.
Actually, does remind me of a video I saw.
Craig, I don't want to know.
Volk, if you're listening, I apologize for his comments.
And
I have
how does
a German.
Make you feel, Craig?
I actually have a German friend listening right now.
Oh.
Mysopia. I'm sorry. Mysopia. My soap.
I'm sorry, Mr. German man.
Mysophobia. Not the fear of mice. It's the fear of germs or dirt, and it may be related to obsessive compulsive disorder. We can spend some time right here.
Did you know that if you get a song stuck in your head, it is a form of obsessive compulsive disorder?
Then I have it. Yeah. I've had
form of it.
I've went to bed with a song in my head, and it's been in there all night. Like, I'll wake up the next morning.
That's not the only thing that's been in there all night.
Do what?
What's the song in your head?
Like right now?
Yeah, the one that's been stuck in your head that hasn't gotten out.
Well, YMCA by the Village People was one.
Mine is, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
That's terrible.
No, it's actually been several. I mean, it's been YMCA by the Village People, Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions.
You get cool songs stuck in your head. Fight gay men going to the YMCA, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's I don't know what's going on with that.
I got the milkshake song. I got the damn milkshake song.
Hey, it is catchy.
It is.
It's very catchy.
I want to know what brings the boys to the yard.
So, obsessive compulsive disorder, these are the people. I actually had a friend, and in school, he would put his books and pencils, they would all be in a place right on his desk with pencils right this way. I would go by and I would turn a pencil slightly about a 180 angle.
Oh, you're that bastard, aren't you?
And I did that, and then he would automatically correct.
Lauren has a phobia as well. This is the first time she's ever talked on the show.
Congratulations! She gets some give it up, for Lauren,
the secretary.
No, seriously, I really am OCD. I have to actually I'm very clean, and the things are out of order. Like D over there, he's really bad about leaving stuff sitting around, and if he at our other house, what we had was actually there was a bar,
like,
and he
stuff.
Always decided that he was going to put all of his shit on the corner of the bar. I'm talking about his wallet, his loose change,
used condoms,
watch, everything.
That's actually a man thing. We see a bar, we say we can put all our shit there. You
and
know?
I was like,
that is man area.
I was like,
bar.
Put your shit up. So
you said it like that?
Yeah.
Did the horns come out?
It did. But pretty much we ended up getting this little box basket thing, and I was like, okay, your keys, they go in here. I would expect for him to stay in there. And that's just one example. Drew thinks I have to have everything at a 90-degree angle as well.
She
and
does.
That is not true.
Thanks for sharing.
I wasn't
sharing
at all a clean freak until after I had gotten out of the military.
And I heard it'll do that to you.
It does. I mean, I swear, you could ask my parents. I came home literally for like a little vacation between tech school and my first duty station. And I took my shoes. And the ones that could be shined, I shined them. And I put them from largest to smallest up underneath my bed in a particular way.
That's sounds like a...
I mean, seriously,
This is the only, actually, the only person I've ever heard of who did not, that didn't happen to, who went in the military, was my sister. She went in the Air Force, and she came out messier. A germaphobe would die of shock, having a heart attack, 2 seconds in her bedroom. I swear. Wow. He would walk in and drop dead from shock.
Howie Mandel. Nowhere near her bedroom.
Yep. So she cannot have a fling with Howie Mandel. It's not happening.
No.
She doesn't need to pick that case.
I don't even think Howie Mandel would have a fling with Howie Mandel.
you know, his phobia really has to, like, hurt his sex life. I mean, think about it. I mean, how can you do that? Does he have, like, a full body condom or something that he wears?
I
mean,
yes.
I was fixing to say, when your celebrity status is when his that, all I'm thinking of is dirty hookers. Yeah. I mean, come on.
He is Trojan Man.
Well, you know, he got it. He was experimenting when he would actually blow up the glove.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so he's experimenting with the technology. So maybe he's got it perfected by now.
We have the technology.
He hasn't went public with it.
I remember that Family Guy episode, but...
I'm not even touching that one. That's what she said. Anyway,
I love how you set up your own jokes.
I love that.
You're like, oh, yeah, that's what she said. Yeah. It's like, come on, man.
That's because I have to entertain myself sometimes, you know.
I do that too, except I do it alone in front of a computer.
I'm old school. I do it alone in front of a hustler. I mean, magazine. I mean, I don't do that.
I'm not denying it.
Trypanophobia.
You're embracing it?
Trypanophobia.
We're on euphobia now.
The fear of injections. So heroin addicts do not have this.
Maybe they do. Maybe that's why they scream when they put it in.
Oh,
they use the heroin inside of the needle. You know, so
don't set yourself up for one.
I did it.
Like many phobias, this fear often goes untreated because people avoid the triggering object and situation. Mm-hmm.
You ain't putting that needle in my butt.
They don't want to go to the doctor's office.
Wet noodle.
What the crap are you guys
doing? I heard that today, actually.
I heard limb noodle.
I said wet noodle.
No, she said limb noodle.
You guys,
because that's what she said. For real, this time. I didn't set that one up. You know, she really didn't say this. And the she was over there.
But not the fictitious.
You are cut off.
Astrophobia. Not a fear of Astrovans, oddly enough, but I do fear Astrovans because they break down really easy. You remember Astrovans?
And they house pedophiles.
Mommy, he's nice. He had balloons and candy and he lived in a van. He dressed up like a clown.
He called it his magical Wonder Van.
Wonder Van.
Said he'd take me to Wonderland.
Wonder Van.
Astrophobia is not the fear of... of Astrovans, nor
AstroTurf.
No. It is the fear of
asteroids.
Do a barrel.
Wrong.
I was waiting for someone to say it.
It is the fear of thunder and lightning. Astrophobia, also known as brontophobia, trontotrophia, and whatever that is.
You know, I would love to find one of these people and just take them to a screening of Thor 3D. This should be fun.
Then they would have crappy pantsophobia because that's what they would do.
I'm Thor.
I'm terrified of this movie, but I want to go poo, but I can't.
Because he's just so cute. Oh, wait, was that out loud?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
I think SpongeBob and Patrick are gay.
That's out of left field.
It really is. It's with the homophobia thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's coming through in animation.
That's just out of line right there.
The B&D show. A step backwards.
Season 5.0.
Season 4.9.
Season 1955.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the next phobia?
That's it, actually. We're going to have to come up with more.
Yeah. Let's just make them up.
What about the fear of long words? We're not gonna
let's go with that one. I don't have that one over here.
We're going to have to, like, I don't even know how to friggin' say it. That's the thing.
We're going to work on that. Hold on.
Yeah, we're going to get some
Stephen
assistance.
Hawking dude to say it.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking is rolling in as we speak.
This is a
founder of Mensa. Very intelligent guy. Wrote a lot of books.
Word. A 15-syllable
word. He knows everything to include the nature of God, who he believes does not exist.
He's rolling as we speak, and he's about to pronounce for us the fear of long words, and here it is.
He's the closest thing to a cyborg you'll ever
Everybody,
see.
Everybody, we need quiet. It's
Mr.
Stephen
Hawking.
Hawking
is about to speak.
Show some respect for Mr. Hawking.
Damn it. Okay.
I didn't hear you, Mr. Hawking. I'm so sorry. Please repeat that one more time. Okay. I don't think our listeners heard it that time. So one more time, please. You can hear the clicking. Stephen, you're so funny. You're clicking.
Why are you? Now you gotta be a jerk and slow it down.
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah. He thinks
slow it down all the way.
Yeah, I hate being patronized like that, Mr. Hall. What a jerk!
The clicking sound was his mechanical brain, you know, using that to speak with, or his mechanical tongue. One of the two. I don't know which.
His mechanical
and
tongue.
That really isn't much of a difference. So, I wonder if he's married and his wife installed the mechanical tongue. Anyway,
all I know is when you said robot silence. Bodybuilder, there's going to be a lot of asses getting kicked.
Carry on.
Awkward Stephen silence. Hawking's a Terminator. Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
I'll be back.
Dun 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 dun.
So you want to make fun of people in wheelchairs?
So you want to make fun of people in wheelchairs?
I would not make fun of Stephen Hawking. I bruise my vocal cords while singing karaoke.
Too much emotion.
All right, well, let's go to another song, and this is going to be Seether, and this is country song.
That would actually require... Oh, you have it.
No. I have it over here. Yeah, that would require some work on my part to press a couple buttons. There may be an advertisement, so we need to chill out a little bit. Let's see what happens. Oh, no advertisement. Here it is, Seether, country song. Please enjoy, and call us up.
Well, I can't stand to look at you now. It's out of my hands. Still, I can't bear the thought of you now. This complication's leaving me scared. Stay when you think you want me. Play when you need advice. Hey, keep your sickness off me. Try.
All right, guys, this is a B&D Super Show on the radio. Call us up at 706-610-0497. I hope you like that. The video is awesome. Check that out on YouTube. See their country song. All right, we're still discussing phobias here in the B&D Super Show Studio Zero.
See, there's rock and roll. You know, it's the music that no one listens to anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately
not. But we all still
not.
Love It Will Never Die, Baby.
The milkshake brings all the boys to me.
And their life is better than yours.
Now it's stuck in my head.
You, but I have to charge.
Now it's stuck in my head. Thank you very much. La, it's la, going la, around and going around. La, 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 la.
Fortunately, that song I got stuck in my head's a good one.
What song is that?
Army of Me by Bjork.
We were talking about that earlier.
Yes, I watched that movie last night and the song's still in my head.
And if you're wondering what movie we're talking about, it's Sucker Punch, and it's an amazing movie.
A great movie. Great visually, great action, great imagination.
You know how I know your name? You just made a Bjork reference.
How I know your name.
All right, guys, well, it's come to that point of the show where we're going to get down and dirty.
Yes.
We're going to talk about...
I'm going to climb someone's tower.
The two towers, the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, do you promise, Daddy?
No. Lord of the Cock Rings, the two towers.
Wow.
I actually saw the porno version of Lord of the Rings. It really wasn't even a great porno. It sucked. It's called Lord of the G-Strings.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You can even come up with a big name.
I would expect something pretty epic, you know.
It was not epic at all. It was horrible. Even the porn action was horrible.
Damn.
I mean, the women, you just... I wasn't believing it.
Really?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I kind of hate that porn, you know, where they're going at it like they're half asleep, you know?
What I like to call the corny porny, you know? I mean, so.
Okay, so we have some porn watchers in
here. Yes!
Some porno fans. All right. So, now's the time where we actually get down and dirty, talking about our fears.
Yeah.
Not about the porn.
My fear is what he's talking about right now.
Pornophobia?
You're afraid of porn?
7 years has been hard.
yeah, I'll bet.
Okay, so we're going to go around the table.
You get the cricket.
That's nasty.
That's nasty.
You sound like Cleveland.
From family. All right.
Jesus don't like it.
So we're gonna go around the table and we're gonna start our fears. So our phobias. What's our biggest phobia in the world? And D, it just so happens that counterclockwise. No wait, clockwise. You're next.
Which way does the clock go?
The way it's supposed to go.
Okay, let's say that's like noon. That's like number 12.
Okay, sure. Why not?
It's different in Australia in the southern hemisphere there.
I don't know if that is true. I think that's a myth.
It is a myth.
Toilets flush
together.
You
want to know why it's a myth? Depending on which way you set the motion, depends on which way the toilet flushes, not on which side of the world you're from.
Honestly, no. You can recreate backwards just by standing on your head.
What?
And if you have enough tequila, too, it really flushes one way or the other, depending on which way your head's tilted. I mean, which way the world is tilted because you're standing still.
That's what I love about tequila. All direction is relative at that point.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you tell the cop when he pulls you over. You're like, no, it's just tequila.
All direction is relative, officer.
I just drank the worm. And so did your mom.
No, officer, I think you have to get in the back of my car.
I am so going to talk to my friend the governor after this, I swear to God. I had a governor and a captain. His name is Morgan. Okay? Not that I speak from personal experience, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying.
These are all hypothetical situations. This is actually an entire hypothetical situation that we're
but
in.
But is this really happening at all?
It's
and
not.
Is this a dream? And if it is a dream, are you the dreamer or part of someone else's dream?
I am trying to actually plant an idea in someone's head right now.
What's the idea? Phobias?
I can't tell you. Somebody else has to tell you. Because if I told you, then you'd think I was a projection.
Hey, why don't you kill yourself? The idea is...
There you go.
The idea is Felix dashing in striped blue, I guess.
There you go. It's that simple.
It's that simple.
I mean, I've already been thrown out the window.
Trying to boost your self-confidence.
Exactly. My self-confidence is a boost. It is. My ego's kicked to the roof now.
So
I feel like I can conquer the world. I have bipolar disorder. And now I don't. Now I hate myself. And I want to die. But now I love myself and I want to kill you.
Sorry.
So what's your
you know
fear? Your phobia.
Yeah,
what's your phobia, Drew D?
Apparently.
The whole bottle.
Uh-oh.
D, what's your phobia?
I'm afraid of heights. Deathly afraid of heights. I'm coming up on a marriage at some point in my life, which requires going on a honeymoon, which requires taking a plane, which I am 110% against.
Where's the honeymoon going to go?
Somewhere that's not
in the Caribbean.
Between here and I can just
well,
drive.
Well, you can drive.
I can't drive overseas.
Well, then you're going to have to put up with flying.
They don't make boat cars yet? They make boat cars.
We have the technology.
Actually, I might know a way to handle that problem. Paul, will you be able to prescribe medication?
No.
Damn. Okay, well, I was going to say...
I'm going to prescribe 27 milligrams of methamphetamines.
Well, actually, that would be funny. We'll just kick that phobia in overdrive. I was going to suggest Xanax to calm him down, but...
I wouldn't Xanax, Prozac, Effexor. No, that's antidepressant.
I wouldn't get a senior. I think Xanax meant Valium.
Watch the movie.
No, Xanax.
What?
Anything with Pam in it, like Trazodam, something like that, probably.
Calm him down.
Yeah.
But although it would be an amusing experiment to feed him methamphetamines and put him on
the plane. And to mix up the two to see what you know, what it does. The brain chemistry there.
Well,
have the highs and lows. Gonna be like,
well,
I'm so tired.
Ready to go? I'm gonna die. I'm
so tired. Stop messing with people's minds, man.
Come on, you can sacrifice something in the name of science. Exactly. You right wing fanatics. Who cares if a fetus is killed when it's coming out? We can look at the brain.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's terrifying.
Okay. Well, we've reached a new epitaph.
That was the message
of
Emmanuel College.
Of
another one.
Disgusting.
Do they teach science at Emmanuel?
They taught the Old Testament.
And on the eighth day, the Lord made the Remington pump action shotgun to protect us from the dinosaurs and the homosexuals. Amen. And back to phobias.
Heights, flying, mine, my phobias. Mind phobias.
Yeah.
That would be somebody calling.
Heck yeah, three! Look at that in your face, Paul! Suck it!
Thank you for calling the B&D Super Show. Way. Hello.
Hello.
It's very low.
I think it's the wrong number.
Vegetarians suffer from carnophobia.
Vegetarians suffer from carnophobia.
Fear of eating meat.
They suffer from carnophobia.
Right on.
It's fear of meat.
Fear of meat.
Yeah, that's my dad.
So totally fear
that's
of meat?
That's true phobia. Carnophobia. I'm looking on a website.
Yeah.
I believe you actually have fear of anything, you know?
Carnophobia.
I have a fear of
being ridiculed, fear of jumping from top of low places, fear of sitting, fear of mirrors, fear of new things or ideas. Fear of thunder, fear of hair.
What about
I gotta finish reading this.
What about triskaidectophobia, so fear of the number 13?
I think he hung up, but he gave us some a lot of valuable phobias there. We thank you.
I wonder who that mysterious stranger was.
I have no idea who that mysterious stranger was, but we thank you for calling the B&D Super Show.
Who was that masked man?
I have no idea.
Well, whatever. Whoever that mysterious stranger calling just got us one call closer to our goal.
I think it may have been Darth Vader, because he is my father.
No, I am your father.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Daddy.
Let's celebrate. Break out the champagne. That is our fourth call.
Three.
In 6 years.
Three.
Three math major is three.
Three.
Seventh call.
Woo!
Way to go.
Yay.
Thanks, guys. Okay. We're going back to the fears, the phobias. Mr. E over there, Eternity.
Eternity.
What is your phobia?
Well, back to what I was saying. I am terrified of camels, actually. And it's a long story. It's not really long, but I can
camel toes?
Ah.
I was about to say that.
Camel cigarettes?
I'm terrified of the camel toe.
No, I guess it was like a petting zoo of some kind. But, like, the thing is, I was five. And you were allowed to feed the camel, and, like, the person said...
Feed the camel toe?
I don't even want to try that. But you grab the food, then you extend your hand out to the camel, and then the camel would take it out of your hand, would take it out of your hand and enjoy it. But the thing is, my brother went before me, my other brother, so on and so forth, and things were fine. But whenever I did it, the camel took my arm up to my shoulder.
Damn.
And I'm five, so I think that camel was, like, about to eat me.
Yeah, you got your arm deep-throated by a camel.
Let's go with that. I mean, I felt the camel's inside.
Dude, you were totally molested.
I think I molested it.
There's definitely some molestation going on there.
Nah, but I'm also terrified of spiders, because in third grade I got bit by what I believe to be a brown recluse. But, so camels and spiders put together to make that thing. Spiders. I've seen a picture of them, and they're frightening. So, but yeah, that's me. I'm terrified, like, deathly terrified of spiders, and camels are just on the side, so...
Camels on the side. Was it a salad?
I want camels on the side.
Just be glad it was your arm. and not your leg or something like that. Because, you know, that
guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you have two of them, right?
Yeah.
Not three, as some, you know, think. Anyways, I guess I, being P.
Of course.
Okay, yeah. Y'all, it's tradition.
Yes, yes.
Which stands for powerful,
powerful,
prodigious, and prominent. Anyway, I need to talk
just
about...
like your brow.
I would have to say...
It also stands for pterodactyl.
That's what she said. Yes. Okay. I guess my greatest fear would have to be a fear of failure. I would have to say. And I think it's a former military thing, fear of failure and being afraid in a situation where most people would be terrified. Or, like, you know, if I was in a situation where someone had a gun pointed at my head behaving cowardly, that would have to be my biggest fear.
Mm.
So my biggest fear is fear itself.
Mr. Patriotic over there.
Yes, I am. Well, tomorrow is the 4th, you know. So, and I did get a paper cut from my country. I'm just saying.
Speaking of
Purple
which,
Heart, man. Purple Heart.
I put in for it, but they just didn't.
Speaking of which, we have a special announcement from Over the Top Superhero Guy coming up in just a few seconds or a few minutes. But thank you for sharing your fears. We will use them against you.
In a court of law.
When we turn into supervillains, we will use them and exploit.
No, look. See, I'm the one who wants to learn how to control people's minds, so I'm going to be the supervillain.
Oh, he's going to be our mastermind.
$47 million. Sorry. Practicing. Come to me, Atreyu. You know.
Exactly.
Good
job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think you'll make an excellent supervillain.
I think I will, too. I think I will. I've been practicing. I wear the black latex, you know, walk around the house.
It's a good look.
Yeah, I have all the dog collar, you know. And sometimes I go try to go out in public and scare people like that, and I looked at one man, and I said, come to me. He's like, oh, anything you say, Daddy.
Wow. You know?
And I looked at him, and I said, David, God, get away.
And I hope he was listening to that.
Yeah, me too. That's why I said it. Congratulations, buddy. So right. I'd love to sit around and hear everybody whine about their phobias. But I have to go. My family and I, we are going to visit Stone Mountain tomorrow.
No.
I'm under strict orders from the general, my wife, to return back home.
All right. Well, thanks for coming into the B&D Super Show, being a very special guest and aspiring psychologist consultant. We appreciate that. Thank everybody. P.
And then actually, I want to say it was good to have a fellow warped individual here with
me. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
The balance in the force is very off right now. But it's.
Yeah,
it's
we got
cool.
A chicken here, too, dude. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is. Girls have cooties.
A little bit of tuna in the sausage fest, you know? I'm just saying. Love you, Lauren. You're my friend.
And with that.
I mean, hell.
And with that, Paul makes his exit. All right. No, we really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. He's going to get on the road. Have a safe trip to Stone Mountain. You guys have fun. And this still is the B&D Super Show. Give us a call up. We want to hear from you. We thank you for our caller. 706-610-0497. What is your phobia? What scares you? What makes you like the pickle girl at the top of the show? Pee your pants. Run out the door.
Just make you into a little bitch.
I like the way you put things very bluntly and just run out the door. What does that to you? 706-610-0497. Give us a call up. And right now, we're going to go to a message. Very special 4th of July message from Over the Top Superhero Guy.
Play the country song me and David did after this.
Do you really want to play that?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, this is Over the Top Superhero Guy with a special holiday message for all you kids out there. Put your hand over your heart, ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. Justice for all.
And that was Over the Top Superhero Guy with the Pledge of Allegiance. It is Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. I know you guys are going to be out cooking some hot dogs, some hamburgers, shooting some fireworks, doing all that kind of stuff out on some wieners, out on some kind of lake or body of water, keeping cool. So everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July. Right now we're about to debut a thing that we did. Man, DL, which has not been on an episode this season, but he's still around. He just had his son this past... yesterday?
Yeah,
so yesterday.
Let's congratulate.
So fresh out of the oven.
Congratulations, DL.
Yeah, congratulations
on David and to his newborn son Simon and to his an agony wife who's currently probably still in pain.
Congrats. So this is tribute to him, and we came up with this on a Sunday afternoon, a couple weeks ago, and this is our version of what country should be.
The table for my pickup truck. I pour a cup of coffee and I pick them up. I gotta get to work, I can't afford to be late. My boss has been a jerk to me for 3 days straight. Gotta make some money just to pay my bills. Gotta get a mansion up in Beverly Hills. Pterodactyl starts with a P. On my way to work, I see a Viking ship loaded down with anthrax and potato chips. An asteroid approaches and hits the road. I swerve to avoid it and my tires explode. Good thing my truck's a bullfrog that can levitate. The cops told me I better not leave this state. Ganondorf's the boss on Ocarina of Time. So what's he doing? Get to work despite a cyclops block my path. I'm gonna go inside and face my boss's wrath.
I don my shining armor and my reflective shield.
But just inside the door there's a banana peel. I slip and fall into the place for all that it's worth. I got my mansion in Yugoslavia.
Don't make country on LSD, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay. And now we're gonna play one more song. This is Avenged Sevenfold, Welcome to the Family, and it's right over here. Or do you have it over there? Just throw it on. I got you here.
You got it.
It's right here.
Do it.
I got it here.
Do it.
Welcome to the family. Not long ago, you find the answers were so
Welcome back to the B&D Super Show. Thank you guys for listening out there. Our call-up line is 706-610-0497 if you have anything to contribute, any requests, any comments, and if you want to tell us your phobia. So, I believe we were at Crazy C when we went to songs, and we'd like to hear, what is your phobia?
I had a horrible dream, man. It was terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it started off really cool, you know? They were announcing the Gears of War movie they were going to make.
Gears of War movie, really?
Well, there's nothing official, it's just part of my dream.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah, and I mean, you know, had a good cast, and I thought, okay.
Who was in the cast?
It was going to be the dude who was in Terminator, Salvation.
Kristen Bell?
No,
Sam Worthington.
Thank you, Sam Worthington.
Oh.
He was an Avatar.
That's phenomenal.
He was an Avatar, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
And then right at the end, I'm sorry, this is just really hard.
Dude, it's okay, man. You can tell us.
It's really hard. It's difficult.
You can tell us.
It said directed by Uwe Boll. No! And the movie had really crappy bullet time. And it was like, nothing was really happening, but they were just trying to act like something was happening.
No.
And then they played this really, really crappy rap rock song, like, we wish we were Limp Bizkit, but we weren't even to that low level. Oh. And it was terrible. Oh. He ruined another franchise.
I feel your pain.
And then I woke up, went on the IMDb, and I saw they're letting them make another Blood Rain movie, and that part's true. They're making another Blood Rain movie.
So please. This is, they're really making a Blood Rain movie that's not in your dream?
Yes.
No!
Yes. That was what made it so scary. I woke up from my dream into a harsh reality.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, man.
I don't know how
we're
much
we're going to get through this.
I don't know how much longer I can let him live.
You should get in a boxing ring with him.
I'm thinking about that.
So for everybody out there who is wondering who this guy is, he is... We have talked about him several times on the show.
He's known for butchering video games.
Yeah, we have a it's pronounced Uwe, right? Or Uwe.
I'm not sure.
Bowl. But anyway, we actually have a phobia of this guy. I'm terrified of this dude.
I mean, yeah.
Or his movies, anyway.
And here's the bad thing. His best movie was a piece of shit. It was called Alone in the Dark. That was his finest film.
Yeah. You know? I watched that thinking, wait, hey, this looks like a pretty good... Was this not a good movie at all?
On the game, Alone in the Dark? I didn't even know they made a movie about it.
You're fortunate.
You should watch it.
The game was terrible.
Oh, well, I
could
guess...
only imagine a movie being off of it being worse.
Well, yeah, I'd imagine so, you know.
That dude butchers video games. I don't think video game movies. I don't think he could butcher a video game movie about a butchered video game.
It's probably why that was one of his better movies then.
There's really nothing else he can screw up.
Exactly. I mean, his worst crime was Blood Rain.
I agree.
And he committed that crime three more times, okay? In the state of California, he'd be doing life right now for that shit. Well, three strikes, you're out, you know.
Preach it.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Well, yeah.
To directors.
Speaking of video games, I was actually in the... I have played literally the scariest video game to date.
No.
I have, actually. Like, you know Dead Space? You played Dead Space.
Yeah, that's
it's
like...
It's worse than Dead Space.
Worse than... You can't get worse than Dead Space, man. Well, what's it like? What's the...
Well, okay, first of all, let me put it this
what
way,
is
okay?
it?
Well, you aren't given any sort of a backstory. And as soon as you press play, you're like sort of thrown right in the middle of it. But I was able to gather...
That's kind
of
like Silent Hill.
Yeah, kind of. See, I was able to gather after I finished this brick dumper. I was able to figure out what the story was, and here's what it is. Well, for one thing, like I said, you're never given a name. You're just, if you pay close attention to the title screen, you've pretty much got it. But for some reason, you escaped from whatever mental hospital room you were hiding in, and now the very horrid state of your mind has transformed the halls of this hospital into nothing but a pitch black maze with the only light being the walls, which glow a deathly blue.
Mm.
And see, your character is apparently some type of mad cannibal that you can barely control. I mean, you can force him to turn corners in the creepy hallway, but not much else can be done.
and your character seems to grab anything and try to eat it.
Wow.
See, whatever's in front of him, he just sort of munches down on it.
Wow.
And while you're playing the game, you're being chased by these hideous, freaking scary ghost monsters. And, like, these things are scary. Like, they gave me nightmares about it. And the thing, you can't hurt them. And if you come close to one, it's like certain death. And the only thing is, like, they grab you, they rip you apart, they latch onto you, and all you hear is the sound of your body being ripped to shreds.
Mm.
And, but occasionally you can, like, eat this weird object that sort of throws your character into, like, an even more weird, unstable state where you can actually eat the ghost monsters.
What?
Literally, you can chase them and devour them, only leaving, like, their eyes.
That's kind of different.
It's literally the weirdest and scariest thing I've ever seen. It gave me nightmares, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
You can Google it.
So what's... I'll Google it, right? What's the name of the game?
Pac-Man? Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Google Pac-Man.
What? What kind of game is that?
It's literally the scariest game I've ever played.
It's also the title of gay porn.
Pac-Man.
What, nice. What about Pac-Man?
You guys are That'll crazy. Be I can't believe you just talked for like 15 minutes, giving me like all these thoughts of wanting to buy this video game.
We gave you a huge game boner.
And I'm sitting here like...
A goner.
Goner.
I'm sitting here like...
It's
I mean,
honor.
Come on. This has got to be a great game. And then Pac-Man. Really.
It is a great game. It's epic.
Really.
Namco rules.
Never could get out of the first level, though.
I don't think there is any other levels.
Really? I don't know. I never
There's could. Actually 256 levels.
Well, Mr. Wow. D over here would know, wouldn't
Look
he?
At you.
He would.
Did you Google that when you were Googling how to build an arcade
machine?
I could
say get a life or get a job, yes. But the thing is, you have more of a job than I do, and definitely more of a life. I mean, you have
That's how it works.
Yeah. You have a cat.
Damn right I have a cat.
And a fiancé.
He's cool.
I'm not going to talk to D badly anymore.
That's right.
What a cool
I wake
guy.
Up every morning and I straighten my tie saying, I'm going to be just like D. And then I hate everybody else.
You might want to lose the tie then.
Not a Best Buy?
Yeah.
I didn't say Best Buy.
No, nah, what about a... What is it?
No.
No
one wants a Best Buy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I forgot I'm not supposed to bring that up.
So...
Bring what up?
So my fear is a fear of exposure. My fear is a fear of clowns. Like, I really did have this fear for a while. Like, I don't really now... But as a kid, I watched the Stephen King great movie, It.
I love that movie. Tim Curry. Surprisingly British.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you know Tim Curry is, it wasn't scary. Because by the time I saw it, I already knew him as, like, you know, the...
Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yes, the transvestite.
He's the sweet transvestite from Transsexual Transylvania.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And also knew him as the hitman, National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon, who dressed like a wilderness girl.
Yeah, I'm gonna sound like a young person for a minute and say he was also the voice of Nigel Thornberry in the Wild Thornberrys Nickelodeon cartoon.
How about that?
He was.
Really?
Tim Curry.
Even think I watched Nickelodeon when I was a kid.
Well, see, back in my day, whenever that was.
But Daddy let me watch Rambo.
2 weeks ago.
Rambo.
I was ahead of everyone
I watched
else.
Nickelodeon now.
Back in my day, the Power Rangers were white.
Yeah, back in my day, the Ninja Turtles would kick the Power Rangers' ass.
Except for the Black Ranger.
No, the original one, well, yeah, he was black. I forgot. Yeah.
The Black Ranger was
so
black.
Racist.
He was black, then he became Asian, and then after that, I kind of, I don't know, lost interest.
After they started going into space, I'm like, my disbelief can't be suspended that much. They're all monsters, but when they start going into space, that's it.
All the monsters are from L.A. They're from California. Get over it. They're not in space.
I just had a hard time believing no one was tapping the Pink Ranger. I'm sorry.
Should we give him the cricket?
I think so. That was awkward.
Oh, that was good. Come on.
Awkward silence. Awkward silence always demands.
You know,
the
it wasn't good if you have to say it was yourself.
Wow, was that Eastern philosophy?
No.
No. Okay, so fear of clowns. You know, I was young. I was about 10. I watched Stephen King's It, and I literally could not sleep that night, and like I saw the clown like above the bed, like, you know, all crazy, like, yeah, I know I sound like a psycho here, but I really did like have a dream, like I was in between like sleep and awake, and I like saw the clown in that state, you know, and I was like, oh crap, he's real, you know. And he's coming to get me. So after that, it wasn't really a fear of clowns as a, you know, as a whole, but that clown.
It was a fear of clowns with funny hair and those weird claw thingies.
Right, and like really sharp teeth, like mm-hmm. it had. And, you know, I did end up watching the actual movie when I was an adult, like 18, 19 years old. I watched it again just to be like, okay, I'm going to get scared again. Cheesiest special effects ever. And at the end, I'm sorry if I'm giving it away, but at the end, it turns into this giant spider. And, like, they fight it with fire or something like that. It's so cheesy, and the ending's like, really? He was a spider the whole time?
Well, it was a TV movie.
Yeah, it was a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, those are really good. I remember, I didn't like when they remade The Shining as a TV movie. I thought that was lame.
They switched Jack Nicholson with...
the guy from Wings.
yes.
They remade The Shining?
They did, man. Yeah, it was
The
horrible.
Shining was good the way it was.
It was. I mean, just leave it alone.
Kubrick rules.
It was like, just leave it alone, man, you know?
No, the
Jack Nicholson with an axe will always be priceless.
Here's Johnny.
I didn't know they remade the movie.
No, the thing is, I remember watching a TV movie, Desperation, for his book Desperation. Mm. They made a TV movie for it, and it wasn't bad. It was nothing like the book, but I mean, it was worth watching.
Now, I remember the Stephen King movie as a child that really scared me was the end of Carrie.
Carrie was great.
Carrie was a great... Matter of fact, I loved it when I got older because it was like, you know, it was like a hero movie for outcast everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you go and you just burn the whole prom to the ground, all right? They teach you not to screw with you anymore, you know?
Now, did you watch Christine?
Oh, no, but let me get back to what I'm saying. Right at the very end, though, when she went to put the flowers on the grave and that hand came up, the bloody hand came up.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I had a bunk bed at the time.
Okay.
And the whole night, I was sticking my head up under that bunk bed, making sure there weren't any hands going to come up out of that bed at me. I went and got my BB gun, stuck it under my pillow, and kept it right there with me. I think I was probably about 11 or 12 at the time. I didn't know what I was going to do to a psycho telekinetic chick with a BB gun, but I was going to try.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Christine, why is everybody looking at me?
Yeah, I was about to say, did you watch Christine? Because that's just a weird, weird story.
I know. My grandfather had a Fury. He didn't have a nice one like that. His was a 72 model, but okay. Yeah.
B, you have something to show us?
Yes.
You got a kick out of that.
Yes. We're going to go do a song. And this is Outkast. Outkast with Hey Ya.
You can at least play one of their older awesome songs.
For the sake of everybody in the band, act like you got some sense.
Ain't gonna get up there and shake his ass. What we talking about?
Don't get out there playing it, okay?
That's what I do every night. That's all I know how to do, man. You know?
I ain't flew all the way overseas in the middle seat for us to get over here and up. Act like you got some sin.
You might get a little bit of this here. Not money. This is hope money. I hope you get out there and do your thing. And check it out.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Either you can fold that. 3,000. I'm telling you. Don't mess it up for everybody. Greyhound don't float on water.
What'd he say? What don't float?
Here in London for the first time to perform for you live. Johnny Volta, Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drums, Possum Jenkins, and Andre, Ice Cold, 3000. Performing their smash hit, Hey Ya! Ladies and gents, I give you...
The love. The love.
Shake it, shake it. All right, all right, all right.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Shake it, shake it. All right, 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 all right.
I'd just like to point out that this song was played with my protest.
All right, 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 all right. B&D Super Show on your, in your eardrums.
In your ear
holes. In your ear holes. We're still looking to hear from you. What is your phobia? We really want to know.
I already told you, B.
What?
I've already told you.
I know you
told me.
I'm talking to our vast audience out there in Hour Zero Land. That's who I'm talking about. To cleanse our palate, I think we need another song. What do you think?
Let's do it.
And this is going to be from a debut. Well, not a debut. Well, it is a debut. It's not a debut album, but it is a new album by Dream Theater, and they have a new album coming out in September. I think the release date is the 13th. Totally excited about this. One of our favorite bands here at Hour Zero Radio. And we may not play all of it. We probably will, but it's 8 minutes long. So enjoy. But it is one of the... It's a good song. I've checked it out a couple times this week.
Is it one of those where the last 5 minutes is going to be like a guitar solo or something?
Not really. It's progressive, but it keeps going.
Unauthorized arpeggio. Hey, I remember I used to get a migraine from Freebird. Like, will you end already, please?
Yeah, but the
band's horrible, though. That's the difference.
That's because the solo was like...
It didn't change.
That's amazing impression of that solo.
Yeah, that's all it did, for 20 minutes. Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I started appreciating that song again at the end of Devil's Rejects,
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, Yeah.
So, let's cleanse the palate. Dream Theater on the backs of angels from the new album, Dramatic Turn of Events.
Welcome back to the B&D Super Show. We have one more phobia for you, ladies and gentlemen. This one comes straight from our secretary, Lauren. And secretary. I'm going to pass the mic to her now.
I've never seen her do any paperwork around here.
Yeah, me either. Actually, Lauren, you need to get them. You need to say administrative assistant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to school for.
Are you cooking dinner for us after this?
You better be.
Yeah. You guys are supposed to bring drinks anyways.
Drinks.
She's calling me out again.
Yeah. But no, one of my fears, phobias, probably more of a fear, would definitely probably be the fear of getting old.
Ooh.
After working in the area that I work, you come across a lot of elderly people, and their inability to actually function and keep up with, you know, technology is quite scary, and it makes you wonder. It's like, good Lord, am I going to be like this at some point? You know, and I want to try to prevent it. Well, I mean, yes. No, I mean, now obviously you're going to be old. And, I mean, that's not really the scary part. It's just more along the lines of just losing your ability to function and remember stuff and actually, you know, like I said, just actually know how to use technology and stay up with it so that whenever you go to a store and you swipe your credit card, you're not like, why do you need to check my ID? Well, that's for your security because there's a thing called identity theft.
What? Somebody's going to steal my identity?
Maybe. But no, I mean, seriously.
Who would want to be me? I don't even want to be me.
So it's more of a fear of getting old and ignorant. Not necessarily getting old, but old and ignorant.
That could kind of go along of like a fear of losing your mind, like dementia or,
Be honest with you, though. When I get to the point where I'm too old to physically function the way I want to, I want Alzheimer's, okay? I want to be in a state of ignorance. I don't want to know what the hell's going on. I want to be stuck in some happy time 30 years back, okay? I watched my grandfather go through it. And, you know, it was a little bit hard on us, but he had a ball. So, I mean, yeah. We used to talk about how not a single person's outfit was worth a damn. I don't know what we were talking about, but those people in that outfit, they just weren't worth a damn.
It was the bell bottoms, probably.
All science.
No, actually, I think it was World War II days.
Oh. Hmm.
Alzheimer's sounds fun now.
Like I said, if you're already going to be physically ill, I mean, or physically incapable, you might as well have it too.
Just feed me soup through a tube and I'll be fine.
Like, becoming older.
Tomato.
Like, men actually, you know, as they get older, they actually start looking more sophisticated and good looking.
Yes.
Women have to try harder, damn it. Everything starts to go down south a little bit slowly. So we have to make sure everything's held up pretty good.
I'll always point this out. Anyone notice how Madonna took on that fitness fetish a few years back?
So I gotta get this stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she wasn't able to be the voluptuousness anymore. She had to start trimming up, dieting, doing yoga.
Get another kid.
Praying to the gods of Kabbalah, like young, you know, all that wonderful stuff.
And it worked.
Yeah. And then when she thought she could be getting a little bit older, she made out with Britney Spears.
That's what happened.
And that took a few more years off.
Madonna's timeless. Don't you remember that time she kissed Britney Spears?
Where was I at?
I was in prison.
Now Madonna has a replacement. Her name is Lady Gaga.
She's doing good, though.
The next evolution.
Oh, another fear of mine is goats.
Gagaphobia. Goats?
I really don't like goats. I don't like the way they sound.
Yeah.
It is... It's not really... I'm scared of them. They just kind of piss me off. Because of the way they look, and they're just... They look like they don't know anything. And the way they sound is kind of just shut up.
No, that's fine.
They're really unkempt. You're right. It kind of looks like they just got out of bed. Like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, and you know?
Goats are uncouth.
They poop like little pebbles, and then that makes me angry.
I like to go up to him and like, hey, buddy, here, let me run this comb through you, you know?
It looks a lot like Craig after a drinking binge.
What did you say about pebbles?
What?
What did you say about pebbles?
They poop.
Oh, they poop pebbles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, you never seen...
I'm not going to have cocoa pebbles ever again.
You never seen the poop? Like, poopy?
Like, I've seen
goat
it.
Goat poop?
Yeah, I know what it looks like.
You're scared of the poop?
Actually, I remember one of...
They look like raisins.
I remember a goat. His name was Billy Joe Blunt. Billy Joe Blunt. It was a little like baby goat. It was actually kind of cute. This is before it got all old and raggly, though.
Yeah.
So it was still cute. You could hold it and pet it. And then it got up and dropped its pebbles all over the couch.
dropped his pebbles.
They were remarkably easy to clean up, though, from what I saw.
But, you know, that comes back to it. You said that before they got all old. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's because they look like old people. Like, they look like animals that are old and decrepit.
They do. It's like, damn, life sure has been rough to this species of animal here. Yeah.
I have it on good authority that there is a fountain of youth somewhere and we can make a pilgrimage.
Have you seen the tipping goats? Like the goats that fall over?
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
They're called fainting goats.
Yeah. Yep, they get so scared they tense up and they tip over.
Oh my god.
Like the men who stare at goats. Mm.
That's a funny movie.
It is.
Weird movie.
It's one of those movies I'm glad I watched once, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it a second time.
And maybe a couple years down the road, I might want to refresh this, but yeah.
Movies.
What else?
No, I just read one.
Yay! Movies!
Symmetrophobia was the term that popped up. It's the fear of symmetry.
I am so scared of that isosceles triangle.
No, it's like a lot of people view beauty. A lot of people view beauty because of a symmetrical face.
Yeah.
Imagine with this, like, your eyes are evenly apart. It's frightening.
You're disgusting.
You are beautiful, and it's scary. You are scary beautiful.
In that case, take them to a runway fashion show and watch the sparks fly.
Picklephobia. Pickles. So, that's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing your phobias there, Lauren.
So, you've been listening to the B&D Super Show.
It's not over. We got a song to play.
Go right ahead.
And it's called...
I thought you had a song.
I do. It was...
Play some James Brown.
James Brown. This is from James Brown, and the name of the band was Going the Distance, so mm-hmm. he was on last Sunday, so we're gonna play a little of his music. He's got some good stuff.
listening to the BND Super Show. Super Show. Yeah, this has been a great show, guys. Phobias. Next week we have jokes.
Jokes. We got jokes. That's the name of the show.
We got jokes.
That's the name of it. It's gonna be We Got Jokes. We got jokes, and we're gonna joke. We're gonna have a lot of jokes. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
So we're going to be wrapping up this program pretty soon. But right now we have Eternity.
Eternity.
With his magical phone and database of ridiculous phobias. So go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to randomly say whatever pops up. So this
free for all.
Free for all. This is called, this one is pharmacophobia, which is the fear of drugs or medicine. You have Bolshephobia, which is the fear of Bolsheviks. I think that's a race. I'm not entirely sure. A maxophobia, fear of riding in a car. Centophobia or cynophobia, fear of new things or ideas.
Very popular in Elberton.
Apparently. That town has not changed in years.
I think we've identified the problem.
Oenophobia, which is the fear of wines. Zeusophobia, fear of God or gods.
Well, yeah, that's what they like.
Whenever I said that to my brother,
that's
I'm like,
funny.
Yeah, don't you know God good? Get off on fear?
Hoplophobia, fear of firearms. There's a...
Well, that's just rational.
Rational. the military. Chronometrophobia, fear of clocks.
Captain Hook.
Captain Hook, yep.
Oh, very good.
Captain Hook had that, the fear of clocks.
Theatrophobia.
Fear of theater.
The fear of the theater.
He hated clocks.
And probably got popular with UE Bowl movies. That's right. I'm going to rip on them as much as I can.
Scabiophobia. The fear of scabies.
Well, obviously.
I don't know what they are.
Why would you not be afraid of scabies?
What about this one? Space phobia. That's my personal favorite. The fear of outer space. They didn't name it right.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Apparently.
What's funny about that is like 9/10 of people will never go into outer space, so why even be afraid of
9/10?
Did you know that if you throw Diet Pepsi on a frozen green pea, like a frozen vegetable and green pea in space, if you pour Diet Pepsi on it, it will explode?
Greenpeace?
Yeah, NASA's spending millions of dollars to send monkeys into space to do this. And I'm wondering why I can't get financial.
Where are your sources?
Google.
I want to talk about that. Why can't you get financial aid?
Google. Fear of not having financial aid.
Insectophobia. Fear of insects.
That scares me.
Insectophobia.
Dinophobia. Fear of dizziness or whirlpools.
I would guess dinosaurs for that one.
Wouldn't you? Osphorisophobia, which is fear of smells or odors. Hormophobia.
So don't lay a fart in anywhere near somebody with that.
Fear of shock.
Fear of shock. Well, you'd probably get that from a fart, too.
Bathmophobia. What do you think that one is?
Bathroom?
No, that's the fear of stairs or steep slopes.
Why?
I don't know.
Strange. This must be Latin.
Urethrophobia. the fear of blushing.
What?
I figured that'd be more like a fear of catheters or something.
Yeah. Urethrophobia is the fear of blushing. And oddly enough, that may make you blush.
Xyrophobia? Fear of razors? Metrophobia? Fear of hatred or poetry?
Fear of hatred or poetry?
Yeah, like metro rhythm? Metronome?
Oh, rhythm.
I don't get it.
Genophobia? No, fear of sex.
Genophobia?
Fear of sex. Genophobia, fear of sex?
Huh.
I might actually have to post that on a dating site. You know, no genophobia is accepted. You know?
I want sex and lots of it. If you're afraid, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this relationship just won't work.
Let's see.
If you have pickle phobia, not going to work either.
Here's one. This
I don't
actually
like the texture. I don't like the shape.
This is it. Aerophobia, fear of drafts. Air swallowing or airborne noxious substances. Air swallowing.
Air swallowing.
Here we go. This is a good one. Satanophobia. The fear of Satan.
Actually, that's funny. Be honest with you, I had that when I was a kid. And this is probably why I no longer fear hellish Satan, but my grandmother, as lovers, when we were younger, we were misbehaving, she would use Satan was going to come and get you. She would tell us this.
Oh, wow.
And the thing of it is, I had two cousins who... their mother took them away from my uncle, and, you know, they didn't get to visit them until they were 18. And my grandmother told us what happened to them was they were acting bad, and Satan came and took them away. I mean...
Telephone.
I was actually so frightened at the time.
Thank you for calling Hour Zero Radio. Hello, you're on the B&D show.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, wow, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. Hello, you're on the air.
Say what?
Hey, sorry, we were having a little technical difficulties. How you doing?
We're pretty good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Who's calling tonight at this nice hour?
Delicans.
This is Dale from the great state of Washington over here.
Hello, welcome back, Dale. It's good to have you, man.
Phobias, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got the weirdest one.
Okay.
And this is an actual phobia of mine.
Okay, go for
it. I do not like being around water at nighttime.
Ah.
Really?
That makes sense. That makes, like, beach, like, going out to the ocean, and then it's, like, it's dark.
I don't like water, period.
No, I don't. Even if it's, like, a swimming pool and the light is on, if it's at nighttime, I don't want to be around it.
Wow. That is strange.
It's because of the monsters, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's when the Loch Ness comes out. So
yeah.
You never can be
Nessie's
too
in those waters.
You know.
Nessie.
You know, if they have one of those pool covers on it, nah, I don't even want to look at that thing.
I wouldn't even want to be under the pool cover. Pool covers on it.
Yeah, have you ever seen that movie, Unbreakable?
I did a long time ago.
It's an old movie, but you remember he falls into the pool, like onto the top of that swimming pool cover? Like, it took me a long time to get over that. I was like, oh man, I hope that never happens to me.
Only thing you can do is hold your breath and work your way out slowly.
That's what she said.
You see, I used to work for a security company, and we used to guard this one country club, and part of my job was I had to go check to make sure the alarm was on. But to go where the alarm panel was, I'd have to walk, like, this pathway between two pools. Needless to say, I never checked that alarm panel.
Ever? Not even, like, once?
So
not even once. Well, it was during the daytime where they were showing me what it was when I was first hired. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, you walk back here, walk between these pools, and it's back in the shed. And I'm thinking in my head, yeah, I'm never going to check this at nighttime.
That's awesome, man.
Was the alarm to, like, keep intruders out, or?
Yeah, because they had chemicals and a whole bunch of, like, beach chairs. And it was, like, a really richy country club kind of thing.
So you made a lot of meth heads happy.
Say what?
You made a lot of meth addicts happy.
Hell yeah.
Do you still have this job?
I work for them for like 2 years, and I did not want to check that alarm panel. There's just no way. If that place had gotten broken into and they'd be like, hey, Dale, go check that place. I'm like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
Now, did you say worked as in like past tense?
Yeah, I used to work. I don't work there no more.
Did they fire you for not checking the panel?
No, I moved, so.
Okay. You relocated.
I always wrote on my little booklet, my little log sheet. I'm like, checked it, good to go.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so if anything ever happened there, it's totally my fault.
Well, I mean, it's just a bunch of chairs and chemicals and crap. So, I mean, it's not like it's, you know, money or anything.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know what the alarm protected or didn't protect, or I have no idea, but there's no way I was checking it.
That's awesome. Do you have any more phobias, or is that it?
No, that's it. Well, I got another weird one. I'm afraid of heights, but the thing about it is, if I'm on, like, a rooftop of a building, I'm scared. But if you put me on top of the Empire State Building, I'm not scared.
I thought you said if you're on the rooftop of a building, you are scared. I mean, I could be.
Building.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I could be mistaken. I'm sorry.
Like, one or two stories, three stories. Like, if I know I'm going to fall off and I'm going to survive, then I'm scared.
Ah.
If I'm going to fall off and I'm going to die, I don't care.
You'll enjoy your last rush, won't you?
Yeah, you won't really have much to worry about after that.
This is so awesome.
I got a funny story to tie into that, guys. Back when we were living in South Georgia, I actually got stuck on my roof putting an antenna up.
Are you sure that's not the plot of The Hangover?
No, I got stuck on my roof putting the antenna up for Hour Zero Radio. To which point, Dell actually came and had to get me off of the roof because I couldn't get down. It was quite hilarious.
Were you sunburnt and had to make it to a wedding?
Yes, my own wedding. Hence the reason I'm not married yet.
Yep. And the sad part is that I was at work, and nobody ever calls me, and I answer the phone like, hey, Drew, what's up? Or, hey, D, what's up? And he's like, yeah, I'm stuck on my roof. Can you come help me? I'm like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. And so I get there, and if you ever saw his place down there, on his porch right there, there's a ladder. It's like 2 feet away from him, and he's just sitting there on top of the roof. I'm like, are you serious?
Top 10 strangest phone calls you've ever received, I'm sure.
Hey, I don't know.
And then get him down. It was like trying to bathe a cat. He was clawing all over everything. He's like, hold the ladder steady. I'm like, it's okay. He's like, grabbing onto the roof. I'm like, you gotta let go a little bit so you can touch the ladder. He's like, grab my feet, grab my feet.
That ties into my deathly fear of heights.
I've been there before too. You take it 1 inch at a time. You know?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Thank you, B.
Please tell me you videotaped that encounter.
I so wish I would have.
Yeah.
That would have been the greatest. I would have had like 9 million hits on YouTube.
Yes. He would be famous as the, he could go on Tosh.0 and try to get a web redemption.
Trying to climb off the roof of one of those little kiddie playhouses.
Yeah. Awesomeness. Well, thanks for calling in with your phobia, man.
All right, Dale. You always end out the show for us. We appreciate that. That's
thank
awesome
you.
With
thank
a
you.
With a great call. So, take care, man, and thanks for listening once again.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Bye.
Later.
Turtles.
All right, guys.
I like turtles.
So, guys, we're going to wrap up the BND Super Show, Episode 5, Phobias. I hope you guys had a good time out there. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you for downloading. Thanks for checking us out. We're going to end on Maury's show, Woman Scared of Balloons, and then we'll give you some more of that face-melting metal music from HourZero.net. And, as always, we thank you for listening. Join our Facebook group. Join all that stuff. Keep in contact with us. We want to hear from you how we can make the show better, how... just whatever. We just want to hear from you. So, from all of us here at Hour Zero and Studio Zero, we love you. I'm B.
And I am D.
Crazy C telling you to stay scared.
Intern ET telling you it's okay.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, I
just
remember we should have said be afraid. Be very afraid. That's one of the all-time great lines. I forgot it. Okay, that's what I was thinking about, cholera phobia.
Okay. Right here. Okay. We've talked about dogs. We've talked about birds. Mustard. Pickles.
Oh, God.
Here's Yvonne. Now, guess what? You wouldn't believe this. We have had this phobia on before, and nobody believed it existed. She's trembling right now because Yvonne is deathly afraid of balloons. Balloons. Are you just afraid they'll pop?
Everything. The look of them. Huh? The way they float. Everything. About
the way they float?
Everything bothers me about them.
You're worried about a balloon floating?
Yes.
What could it do?
I don't know why. I just don't like it.
You think the balloon is going to ultimately be the cause of your death?
I'm going to die one day because of that.
You're going to die because of a balloon?
There are just going to be so many of them. And
when was the last time you were at a birthday party with a balloon?
Well, it's been a while.
She gets hysterical. She runs for her life if she sees a balloon. Watch.
Oh, I'm Yvonne, and I'm so afraid of balloons. I can't see them. I can't get close to them. I can't even think about being in a room filled with balloons. When I see a balloon, I could be on the street, and I'll just run out into the street without even looking. I just keep running. I need to be cured because I can't do anything with my grandchildren. I need to be able to just be around people and children that have balloons. I need to go with them and be around them, and I'm so afraid of the balloons.
You told our producers you didn't leave your home for 10 months? Why?
Because I was afraid.
Afraid of what?
Of balloons.
So for 10 months you stayed in your house?
I didn't go out.
Listen to this. This is really strange. Not only balloons. Yvonne cannot stand the Goodyear blimp. You ever seen the Goodyear blimp?
No.
It's 2,000 feet high. It can't get no. you. Watch this, Yvonne, please. Don't go back there. That's worse. Oh, my God. Stay with me. That's it. Okay. Okay, come here. Okay, come here. It's over. It's over. Come here. 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 The places you oh no no
no no no no no don't Yvonne, wait a minute. Don't
no that's not good. All right, that's enough Yvonne, that's it. We're going to take away the balloons. They're not going to be any more balloons. Come here They're not going to be any more. They're gone Come here. They're all gone Okay. Control yourself. Get yourself together. It's okay. Calm down. It's over, okay? I don't want to see any more balloons. Okay. Thank you. Now, you know, there are people out there right now in this audience, Yvonne, who are saying to themselves, this woman is faking it. What would you say to people who think that all you all are faking it? That
it's
you're
not
just,
funny.
It's not funny.
So well,
if you have to be a...
It takes control of you. I mean, it's debilitating. It takes control of you. And if you're afraid of something,
of your life.
You're afraid of it. It's really not funny.
Okay. So this is what is going to happen. All of our guests are going backstage with Gary Cox. And you're going to spend a lot of time in a secluded room in an attempt. You all want to cure this, right?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm not going to eat any mustard.
What?
I'm not going to eat any mustard when this is done.
You're not going to eat a pickle. You're not going to eat a mustard. You're not going to touch a dog. Huh? You're not going to feel a balloon.
I want to.
But over there, okay. All right. Shakira, she wants to do it.
Flaw.